Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen and young people. It's really marvellous to welcome you back to All Saints and to have this wonderful senior carol service today. I've been asked to be a bit mean on you, okay? So first of all, just make sure that your phones are off. Secondly, also that we're not allowed to clap. Right, and we have to hold ourselves, we have to practically sit on our hands, actually, don't we, really? Right until the end. So let's keep the huge cheer and clapping to the end, because it is, after all, a service, so we'll do that. Now, you might have probably seen me running. I was just trying to find that the fire exits were open. So just in case we did need to get out of this building rather quickly, then the orchestra will go out by there's a lovely door by the organ, and they can get out through the vestry. Those people are sitting on this side. There's a door just by the war memorial. This side will go out by the main sort of entrance that you came in. And those over there, there's another entrance. You might have to run over some instruments, just very carefully not to trip. But there's one just that door behind you. That's another emergency exit. Now, yesterday, the junior school parents were very good at singing, but you are senior school parents as well now, aren't you? And I reckon that you can sing even better. And the young people have been rehearsing really well, and beautiful singing voices and beautiful instrumentals, but we're to join in the carols, and we're about to stand and sing. So let's give it some welly this time, shall we? And we're going to sing together, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you. first Christmas. It never snows at Christmas in that dry and dusty land. Instead of freezing blizzards, there are palms and drifting sands. And years ago, a stable and a most unusual star, and three wise men who followed it, by camel, not by car. While sleepy on the quiet hills, a shepherd gave a cry. He'd seen a crowd of angels in the silent, starlit sky. In the stable, ox and ass stood very still and calm, and gazed upon the baby, safe and snug, in Mary's arms. And Joseph, lost in shadows, face lit by an oil lamp's glow, stood wondering that first Christmas day, 2,000 years ago.
First Christmas. You knew about the shepherds working late at night. You knew about the travellers following the light. You knew about the crowds with their hopes and fears. You knew about the stable and poor Mary's tears. So right now, because of Christmas, you know about outsiders who feel they don't belong. You know about the stranger who speaks another tongue. You know about the exile who's forced to leave her home. You know about the foreigner who feels so much alone. You know about the poor whom nobody will know. You know about the beloved who feel they're far to go. You bring them close to Jesus, each specially loved by him. You turn things inside out and bring outsiders in.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the shop, the computers were whirring, they never do stop. The power was on and the temperature right, in hopes that the input would feed back that night.
The system was ready, the program was coded, and memory drums had been carefully loaded. While adding a Christmassy glow to the scene, the lights on the console flashed red, white, and green.
When out in the hall there arose such a clatter, the programmer ran to see what was the matter. Away to the hallway he flew like a flash, forgetting his key in his curious dash. He stood in the hallway and looked all about, when the door slammed behind him and he was locked out.
Then, in the computer room, what should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer? And a little old man, who with scarcely a pause, chuckled, "My name is Santa, the last name is Claus."
The computer was startled, confused by the name. Then it buzzed as it heard the old fellow exclaim, "This is Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, and Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen."
With all these odd names, it was puzzled anew. It hummed and it clanked, and a main circuit blew. It searched in its memory core, trying to think. Then the multi-line printer went out on the blink.
Unable to do its electronic job, it said in a voice that was almost a sob, "Your eyes, how they twinkle, your dimples so merry. Your cheeks are like roses, your nose like a cherry.
Your smile, all these things I've been programmed to know, and at data recall I am more than so-so. But your name and your address, computers can't lie, are things that I just cannot identify."
"You've a jolly old face and a little round belly that shakes when you laugh like a bowl full of jelly. My scanners can see you, but still I insist, since you're not in my program, you cannot exist."
Old Santa just chuckled a merry ho-ho and sat down to type out a quick word or so. The keyboard clattered, its sound sharp and clean, as Santa fed this data to the machine.
"Kids everywhere know me. I come every year. The presents I bring add to everyone's cheer. But you won't get anything, that's plain to see. Too bad your programmers forgot about me."
Then he faced the machine
and said with a shrug, "Merry Christmas to all," as he pulled out his plug.
Thank you.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea in Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a baby. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. That's an amazing note to give a huge round of applause to the whole team. Last night, sometime our heating broke down, and so I apologise for some of the corners, especially for the instrumentalists. Actually, I can see them shivering, so without further ado, we'll need to move on. But I've been asked to ask if you can be generous in your donations as you leave the church. The building is costing us absolutely loads, as you can imagine. Not least the heating, and so we really would be very, very grateful for sort of huge donations. We have plates and even a contactless as you go to just show your appreciation also for what the musicians have done, so that we're here another year for you. And so we're going to finish now with a blessing, and then we're going to sing. I think you were doing rather well on the singing, but we could do even better in the final hymn. So, may the eagerness of the shepherds, the joy of the angels, the love of Mary and Joseph, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas time and forever, and the blessing of God Almighty.